producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
The Alex Jones Show live on this Tuesday, October 13th edition. I'm your host, Paul Joseph Watson, filling in for Alex Jones today. Huge show lined up. We've got Anthony Gucciardi at the bottom of the hour talking about self-empowerment and a raft of other issues. We're also going to take your calls at the beginning of the second hour at 1-800-259-9231. Bottom of the second hour, this is going to be a really interesting interview for me. We've got behavioral scientist Gad Saad on to talk about political correctness. He's recently become intertwined with this fight with social justice warriors, feminist control freaks. So we're going to get his take from a psychological view on why these people push these narratives, why they're so obsessed with censorship. That's going to be a key interview. We may take your calls after that as well. Alex Jones has filed a special report on ISIS obtaining these brand new Toyotas in the Middle East. It's apparently, according to the media, a huge mystery as to why they obtained these vehicles, as it was, you know, the huge weapons drops that routinely accidentally fall into the hands of ISIS jihadists. So we're going to go to that special report in the second segment. But first, this is a top story on drudgereport.com right now and InfoWars. Busted. CNN uses Jeb Bush staffer planted in audience to frame Donald Trump. Let's go to that clip.
Donald Trump is always using the C word about women.
I cherish women.
I cherish women. I cherish women.
Cherish is the word I use.
But it wasn't the word a woman used to question Trump.
So maybe I'm wrong. Maybe you can prove me wrong, but I don't think that you're a friend to women.
I knew I shouldn't have picked her.
But the Donald plunged on.
I respect women incredibly. I have given women more opportunity than I would say virtually anybody in the construction industry.
Trump invoked his wife. He invoked his daughter. He invoked his mother.
My mother was one of the great people of the world, maybe the greatest ever.
Did Mom ever stare at you like this, Donald?
I respect women. I love women. I cherish women. You know, Hillary Clinton said he shouldn't cherish.
Well, if it's all the same to you, Mr. Trump, I'd rather you stop cherishing women and start respecting women.
I do cherish. I cherish women.
And just when Trump thought it was safe to go on to the next question.
If you become president, will a woman make the same as a man? And do I get to choose what I do with my body?
You're going to make the same if you do as good a job, and I happen to be pro-life.
As for what his questioner did with her body, hands on hips, eyebrow cocked. Ginny Mo, CNN. New York.
Now, of course, what CNN didn't tell you about that clip, about that interruption, about that provocateur during a Donald Trump event, was that this individual, Lauren Batch Elder, who played basically the role of a stooge feminist. I mean, she exhibited all the classical mannerisms of an obnoxious, whining feminist. She's not an independent individual. You can see here, Conservative Treehouse has the article. She's a Jeb Bush staffer. Okay, you may be forgiven for thinking that, you know, Hillary Clinton placed her in that crowd. She's actually working for Jeb Bush. She's a plant. She's a stooge to play the role of an angry feminist, again, to try and tear down Donald Trump on this war on women issue. And of course, behind the scenes, there's a huge move at the moment amongst the establishment GOP Republican candidates. This has come out of Washington Whispers and other sources, that they're involved in a coordinated effort to bring down Donald Trump And that move is intensifying right now. This is a part of it. We're going to get more into this after the break. Alex Jones' special report on ISIS obtaining Toyota trucks right after the break. Ton of news coming up. Stay tuned. This is the Alex Jones Show Live, Infowars.com.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
And it's that type of behavior that spurred me to do the research to develop a true nutraceutical formula that was designed to smooth out and help children focus. All of our children are hit with modern mind control. Television, music, fast food, GMOs, sugars, you name it. Young humans have not yet developed their nervous system and are being hammered daily by globalist concoctions. It's no wonder they can't focus and calm down and then are put on dangerous psychotropic drugs. Working with my team, we set out to find the best formula with the highest quality ingredients that children would actually like and take. We worked with the leading manufacturer in nutritional supplements that are safe for children to bring you the most affordable and powerful calming formula out there. Introducing Child Ease with herbs and calming extracts like chamomile and lemon balm and essential nutrients that taste great. Obtain your Child Ease today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's Child Ease exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now, for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
We love that you're passionate about GCN. And whether you're a listener, a business owner, or a radio industry professional, we've redesigned the new GCN newsletter to keep you in the know. Get updates on your favorite GCN shows and hosts. Go to GCNlive.com and click on the banner in the upper left corner. Just for signing up, you're automatically entered for monthly giveaways. Start receiving your newsletter today. The future of talk radio. GCN.
Now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
Alex Jones here for InfoWars.com to break down and reveal the mystery behind why ISIS has hundreds and hundreds and hundreds, perhaps more than 1,000, late model armored militarized Toyota trucks, mainly from the United States. Now, we reported on this in 2014. I'm going to show you some of the articles. The mystery is solved, and it's been solved since the beginning, but it's hiding in plain view. And if folks can understand this simplistic report that's factually based, you can understand everything. The globalists hide everything in plain view like we're idiots. Al-Nusra, for 4+ years, has been funded by NATO, the United States, Turkey, and many others. It is Al-Qaeda in Syria. That's in Reuters. That's in Associated Press. They admit that's who the Russians are now targeting. That is Al-Qaeda. ISIS is another Wahhabist spinoff of that, creating Islamic State in an area between Syria and Iraq. So that's a separate new part of the caliphate. The takeover of Syria and the area around Damascus that's going to be left to Syria is being done by al-Qaeda, al-Nusra. The U.S., quote, gives the armored vehicles, the missiles, the weapons that Saudi Arabia gives them and others give them to al-Nusra, who are the good rebels, al-Qaeda, and then they give them to ISIS. And that's even come out in Congress. But the mainstream media just keeps acting like this isn't a fact. The head of Defense Intelligence went public a couple months ago. We played the clip here. They've had the deputy head of the CIA go public because they're all covering their butts. They're either covering their butts or they're signaling to everyone that treason has been committed and something needs to be done. Our military, remember 3 years ago, said we're not going to be the Air Force for al-Qaeda in Syria, so they changed the name to ISIS to confuse the public. So last week, the Treasury Department comes out and says, we want to know where the trucks came from because they're involved in import-export controls through the Commerce Department. And so they say, we want to know at the Commerce Department and at the Treasury where the Toyotas came from. Well, we know a bunch of them came from Texas. I'm going to show you the articles. It's been in NPR a year ago. Even NPR got it right. It's been in The Spectator. It's been in InfoWars. It's been known. It's been known for a long, long time, just buried in the articles. And then they say, where did they get them? Are they covering their butts, or are they trying to signal that the public should investigate this? I think it's a little bit of both, but here are some of the articles. Here's an article at Washington's blog up on Infowars.com today that breaks it all down and has the link to The Spectator, and it also has the link to the public radio. And you can go to public radio, PRI International, part of public radio, and you can read the article right here. This one Toyota pickup truck is at the top of the shopping list for the Free Syrian Army and the Taliban, 2014. And then you go into the article, it admits down here in the story that it's come from the United States, given to al-Nusra, and the State Department, that's Hillary Clinton, gave the non-lethal aid to the Syrian rebels, al-Nusra. Okay, boom. Now let's continue. ISIS thrives Texas-made Toyota trucks, apparently modified for U.S. Special Forces. And then it gets into how these were made in Texas. And it links to all the admissions from the U.S. Army orders, and it's total proof. Infowars.com. Here's another one. Where did ISIS get all those Toyotas? This is last week, 7 days ago, October 7th. Christian Science Monitor. U.S. official asked how ISIS got so many Toyota trucks, ABC News, 7 days ago. So there's that report. Then, of course, ISIS got a bunch of, quote, weapons from Iraq accidentally that the U.S. military left for them. They've got pre-crime systems watching our troops before they commit a crime with computers. Beyond 1984, Minority Report. But the people running the Pentagon and running the White House are arming al-Qaeda, and that's okay. And it's hidden in plain view. Where's the current crime monitoring on this? Let's continue here. I mean, if I try to bring fruit into the country, I'll get arrested. We're out of the country. But you can just give Stinger missiles to al-Qaeda and trucks, and nobody gets in trouble. Here's another one. Four-wheel drives to ISIS were what longbows were to the English at, you know, their big battle. And then it goes on, the Welsh longbowmen. Meanwhile, there's the big speaker fight, and it turns out that Obama is supporting, of course, Paul Ryan. We do not need another neocon rhino controller in there. And we've got Jeb Bush planting staffers in attendance to try to bring down Trump. And the reason I add these stories to the end of this whole thing about the mystery of the trucks that is no mystery is it just shows how rigged everything is in the establishment. And if we wake up to the rigging of this and don't act like inept, illiterate morons politically, geopolitically, it's over. So there is no mystery to the Toyotas. There is no mystery about al-Nusra. There is no mystery about Islamic State, ISIS, ISIL. They play on the public's ignorance to confuse people. The U.S. military, the CIA, Defense Intelligence, the FBI, everybody knows what's going on here. And most people don't like it, to the credit of the government. And they're saying, American people, stand up, do something. We need you to speak out. We need the press to speak out and talk about it. But ABC News, everybody's like, gee, where'd the trucks come from? We don't know.
We gave them to the nice rebels, Al Nusra, and now they're in ISIS's hands.
And clearly some of the trucks came from other places, too, that Saudi Arabia bought and gave them. So they're confusing the public. Saudi Arabia bought a multi-shiploads from Japan. So there's different groups, but a bunch of them came from Texas. And we just gave you all the proof right there. This is sensational. And what's old news is new news. We know this. The general public doesn't know it. So now someone in the Pentagon, someone in the Treasury Department, they've all been saying this, say, look at where the trucks came from. Look at where the trucks came from. We should look at where the trucks came from because we know where the trucks came from. All right, I'm going to throw this back over to Paul Joseph Watson, transmitting and broadcasting worldwide, and I'll be back in the saddle, Lord willing, tomorrow, 11 a.m. Central, right here at the tip of the spear, Infowars.com, Infowars Live, and Infowars Nightly News. If you're watching this transmission or listening to it, get out there and spread the word because you are the resistance. You are the victory. You are the answer. Pray to God, lead God, and direct you, and you're unstoppable.
There's Alex Jones with a special report on how ISIS are obtaining all these Toyota trucks. Again, the media is acting like they're completely ignorant as to where they're coming from. We know that ISIS has been armed. They've been given equipment by Saudi Arabia. They've stolen it from Iraqi military forces. And in some cases, they miraculously discover these U.S. weapons airdrops that they always seem to stumble across. We've got more news coming on that later, actually. Shifting back to our top story, which Alex mentioned there. Basically, Donald Trump gave a speech last night. He was interrupted by somebody posing as a radical feminist. They had all the mannerisms and basically confronted him on the gender pay gap, on the notion that he hates women. Turns out, and CNN, of course, didn't report this in their entire report on this issue that happened last night. This woman is a plant. You can see here on the website, Conservative Treehouse, and you can click through to her LinkedIn profile. She's a staffer for Jeb Bush. But not only that, she also works for Senator Iotti, who is pro-life. And if you go back to that clip, which we're going to play again in a second, she says, you know, classical feminist talking point, women's rights activist, Hillary Clinton supporter, I have the right to do with my own body what I want to do. And yet she's working for somebody who is pro-life, a Republican senator. She's working for Jeb Bush. This is a staged provocation. CNN has absolutely nothing to say about the fact that it is contrived. Let's go back to that clip. Let's play just a minute of that clip right now. Here's CNN.
Donald Trump is always using the C word about women.
I cherish women.
I cherish women. I cherish women.
Cherish is the word I use.
But it wasn't the word a woman used to question Trump.
So maybe I'm wrong. Maybe you can prove me wrong, but I don't think that you're a friend to women.
I knew I shouldn't have picked her.
But the Donald plunged on.
I respect women incredibly. I have given women more opportunity than I would say virtually anybody in the construction industry.
Trump invoked his wife. He invoked his daughter. He invoked his mother.
My mother was one of the great people of the world, maybe the greatest ever.
Did Mom ever stare at you like this, Donald?
I respect women. I love women. I cherish women. You know, Hillary Clinton said he shouldn't cherish.
Well, if it's all the same to you, Mr. Trump, I'd rather you stop cherishing women and start respecting women.
I do cherish. I cherish women.
And just when Trump thought it was safe to go on to the next question.
If you become president, will a woman make the same as a man? And do I get to choose what I do with my body?
You're going to make the same if you do as good a job, and I happen to be pro-life.
As for what his questioner did with her body, hands on hips, eyebrow cocked. Ginny Mo, CNN.
CNN lying once again, not telling you the full story. Notice how they prevaricate over this woman's feigned outrage. Like, that gives it some credence, some legitimacy, some credibility. When she's an actor, she's a complete stooge working for Jeb Bush. Again, pushing these talking points about the gender pay gap. You know, this notion that women earn only 70 cents on the dollar compared to men. Which is, you know, like the college rape scandal, a complete myth. That's the difference between the average earnings of men and women who work full time. It doesn't account for the differences in occupations, positions, educations, and crucially, hours worked per week. So that statistic has been debunked over and over again. Yet CNN, through this contrived staged provocation, is pushing it. We're going to get more into that after the break. Also, Alex Jones calling in. Again, Gab Sad coming up. Bottom of the second hour, your calls. This is the Alex Jones Show Live. Breaking news at Infowars.com. Stay tuned.
Most of us already know that taking a fish oil supplement to boost omega-3s is a good idea. But did you know that about 60% of Americans are actually deficient in omega-3s? Did you know that most fish oil products contain only about 25% omega-3s and the remaining 75% is undesirable fish fat? Heck, did you know that more than 90% of fish oil supplements sold in the USA are not even made here? If you want to boost your omega-3s using the finest American-made fish oil, check out Nutrigold Fish Oil Supplements on www.fishoil.best. Nutrigold fish oils are independently 5-star certified and guaranteed to be exceptionally pure. That means no more fish burps. Best of all, just one Nutrigold fish oil capsule contains more omega-3s than 4 standard fish oil capsules. Go to www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497 and use promo code BESTFISHOIL to get a free 1-month supply. That's www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I'm the president of the largest private news and research network in the world. And I paid for this airtime because I have an important message to the American people. There's a change coming that the government isn't telling you about. This change has deep implications for life in America, from where you shop to the doctors you visit and the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. Thing is, I was right then, too. A few years ago, I warned that housing prices would collapse. They did. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash. They did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves. But this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all.
You can watch the video for free right now by going to dollardanger.com. Again, that's dollardanger.com.
There are hundreds of silver products on the market today, but there's nothing like the astonishing health benefits of the multi-patented One Silver Solution. Boost your immune system at a great price with our Silver Solution Liquid, starting at $12.95 a bottle. Now available in regular and extra strength. That's half the price of the leading competitors. Call 844-USILVER for your free catalog, or go to onesilversolution.com. Onesilversolution.com. There is only one Silver Solution.
Healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.
Well, the union's a big businessman, and it's going down like a dinosaur. Well, they used to grow food in Kansas, then they want to grow it on the moon and eat it raw. I can see the day coming when even your home dad is gonna be in
raw. We're back live. live. It's the Alex Jones Show. We're going to be joined live by Alex in a moment. But again, you know, whether you like Donald Trump or not, and I made a video attacking him a couple of months ago on his flip-flopping, he's a maverick. He's unpredictable. And if there's one thing that control freaks hate, it's unpredictability, which is now why behind the scenes there's this move amongst these GOP establishment candidates to coordinate in a concerted effort to sink Donald Trump by these staged incidents, which we saw last night, with CNN carrying the water for this narrative. Again, notice in the clip we played just before the break, the narrative again. Did mom ever stare at you like this? They act as if this is a real incident. This woman is an actor. She's a stooge. So we have CNN amplifying this contrived Twitter outrage culture, which attempts to publicly shame people into apologizing. It's a complete paper tiger. It never works if you stand up to these authoritarians and basically say, no, I'm going to say what's on my mind. I'm going to say what I think. I'm not going to be intimidated by your propaganda. And CNN is carrying that narrative without telling you. It's very easy to go to her LinkedIn profile and see. She's working for Jeb Bush. She's also working for another Republican senator who is pro-life while claiming that she's pro-abortion. So from beginning to end, a staged incident, CNN carries the propaganda dutifully. Alex Jones is on the line. Alex, go ahead.
Absolutely, Paul. Calling you via cell phone from the road, taking care of key business. Do you read me clearly?
Yeah, you're coming through loud and clear, Alex.
Fantastic, Paul. I'm not going to be here long. I'm going to be filing more reports later in the broadcast today and, of course, back tomorrow. But exactly, it's this theme of absolutely everything being as staged as a $3 bill, and you have the public worldwide waking up to this. That's why somebody like Donald Trump is so popular, is because if the establishment attacks someone, well, then everybody buys into them, whether they're good or not. It shows this system is a house of cards and is a total fraud. But there's an article that you can cover today that I'm going to be covering tomorrow. It's out of the Atlantic Monthly, the most establishment Democrat elitist publication there probably is. And the headline is The Coddling of the American Mind. And it says the left is mentally ill and that the schools have been taken over by people removing words and that it's a cult of mentally ill people that have basically agoraphobia or a fear complex, a panic attack by any information, any words, any language. But what's incredible is this is the leftist social engineers telling older leftists that are upset and scared, everything's okay, it's just mental illness. And they actually say most of the young people are now mentally ill. We need to screen the college students and list them all as mentally ill. So they made their leftist children and young adults mentally ill, gibbering morons. And then they come in and report on how horrible it is and how they're going to teach them the proper political correctness, the same thing Obama did a month ago at a college campus. So this is the incredible level of the control and the brainwashing. And then Obama is on Infowars.com in an interview he gave the New York newspaper. Steve Watson, your brother, wrote a key story saying you've got to trust the government or things will collapse. Please trust us. We want to take care of you. Government makes everything possible. Well, good government can help a free market, but no, big government is deindustrializing the world under Agenda 21. Innovation and free market makes prosperity. Third world hell is created by a big central government that he's pushing for, but they have a 9% approval rating. They're begging us to buy back into their con game. Their confidence has totally collapsed with the public. That's why they're tripling down, saying, please trust us, and trying to intimidate us, because we are unpredictable, we're awake, we're free, we're dynamic, and if we realize that this is the big battle, they're pushing with their counteroffensive because we're winning. Paul Watson, you're doing an incredible job. I sure hope we can get you to move to the States and be in studio with us every day. I know you're going back to England in a few weeks, a week and a half, but great job, Paul Watson. You're going to be in D.C. this weekend reporting on the Sunday show with me as well on some big breaking news. But I just want to salute the audience. I just want to salute everybody that stands for freedom. I want to salute Matt Rush visiting us last Tuesday at this time and our incredible crew. We are on the march. The Empire is on the run. Paul Watson, great job. God bless you.
Okay, there goes Alex Jones. After the break, we've got Anthony Gucciardi coming up. We're also going to talk to Gad Stad, who is a behavioral psychologist, again about political correctness, about what Alex was just talking about. Your call's coming soon. This is the Alex Jones Show Live, Infowars.com. Stay right there.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Many are in disbelief today after word of shocking allegations against a Minnesota-based talk syndication company known as GCN. It's claimed that they're the fourth largest talk syndication company in the U.S., making it even more scandalous that they've been accused of helping business owners expose themselves on a massive scale. Let's go live to Tom for more on this story.
It's being called the greatest exposure of our lifetime, while other business owners are beginning to step forward claiming they, too, exposed themselves. With the help of GCN.
It's true. They're all guilty. Every last one of them. GCN helped me get the exposure my company needed, and just think, that was years ago. Today, GCN has like 700 affiliate stations and over 6 million downloads from iTunes and their website every month.
Imagine the exposure your company can get. Expose your business to the masses. Email advertise at GCNlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective. GCN.
And it's that type of behavior that spurred me to do the research to develop a true nutraceutical formula that was designed to smooth out and help children focus. All of our children are hit with modern mind control. Television, music, fast food, GMOs, sugars, you name it. Young humans have not yet developed their nervous system and are being hammered daily by globalist concoctions. It's no wonder they can't focus and calm down and then are put on dangerous psychotropic drugs. Working with my team, we set out to find the best formula with the highest quality ingredients that children would actually like and take. We worked with the leading manufacturer in nutritional supplements that are safe for children to bring you the most affordable and powerful calming formula out there. Introducing Child Ease with herbs and calming extracts like chamomile and lemon balm and essential nutrients that taste great. Obtain your Child Ease today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's Child Ease exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
We're back live. It's the Alex Jones Show. I'm joined now by Anthony Gucciardi. We're going to be taking your calls in the second hour. It's 1-800-259-9231. Now, we've been discussing over the past few days, and we've made some videos about this actually on Facebook and YouTube, a couple of which are going to be uploaded over the next few days. Basically, the culture, the society has made being dumb trendy once again. Being intellectually sophisticated, having conviction, and being informed is being treated as some kind of social pariah issue where you're, you know, isolated from the from your peers because you're knowledgeable on certain issues that actually are of importance. And that's something that we've covered on Facebook, on YouTube. So we're going to delve into that because we went to ACL and sampled know, just the general atmosphere of what resonates with young people. Obviously, they're out there having fun. They're not going to some kind of conference or meeting where they're going to discuss important issues. But just hearing their conversations gives you a key insight into what motivates, into what energizes and resonates with young people. So we're going to discuss that. We're going to take some of your calls, cover some other issues. Anthony, welcome to the show.
Hey, Paul. Thanks for having me on.
So we made a couple of videos. We went up to the mountain on Saturday, and we actually bumped into some, you know, quite energetic, informed young people who were interested in what we were saying, who weren't petrified of the fact that we could form actual sentences and that we weren't afraid of talking in public in front of other people, you know, which was positive because the previous night we went to ACL and maybe we came away with a different impression. So just getting to what we saw at ACL and how do we make, you know, being informed, being knowledgeable, having conviction, how do we make that cool and trendy again? How do we make that part of the zeitgeist where young people want to embrace that as something, you know, cool and trendy that they can share with their friends?
You know, there are definitely smart people out there, but I think what we're seeing, unfortunately, is the collapse of free thinking and the collapse of society on a fundamental level where just being able to speak and having charisma and being able to communicate is looked at like you're some type of space alien. And you're talking about ACL Music Festival, which we went to for like 20 minutes, pretty much. Basically, we went there, and I get that people want to have fun. That's totally fine. We all do silly things to relax sometimes, watch stupid television shows sometimes. We all do it, right? No big deal. But, I mean, the insanity of when we see hundreds of people walking the wrong way, thinking they're going to the show, but they're literally going the wrong way, and I say, hey, do you guys know where you're going? Stop talking to me. They look at me like I'm insane. Like, how dare that person communicate with me? Another human being talking to a stranger. Oh, my gosh. Like, how could a human being speak to me right now? Or when we ask them, you know, we're filming a video in front of a bunch of people, which, oh, it blows their mind. How could they have the charisma to film a video? Well, because we're passionate. We care about stuff. We're filming a video, and we actually ask them something. Well, what do you think about this issue? And they just, like, stare at us like, what? Like, they have no, they've never communicated before like that. We should have went up and been like, hey, you know, man, this, you know, this upcoming football game, you know, they just can't. No. Some people, unfortunately, just cannot grasp that level of communication. And we're bad for even talking to them.
Yeah.
We're bad for caring. We're bad for having passion. It's like Idiocracy when they would make fun of people for using big words. It's almost like basic levels of human compassion, empathy, basic levels of human intelligence are made fun of. And if you exemplify them in any fashion, like we did a live stream at this park, and we were talking to some random people that actually got it, and they were really energized, and like, wow, finding someone with passion that cares about people is really cool, and they just watched us while we kind of did it. But people walking by were just so freaked out that we're shooting videos in a public spot talking about important things that matter.
Yeah.
I mean, you did a video on Facebook with a perfect title that pretty much summarized all of it.
Maybe not repeatable on air.
Absolutely.
But, yeah, I think there's a kind of fissure. I mean, I don't want to get too negative about it, but basically it's splitting both ways where some people are becoming more dumb, they're tuning out to a greater degree, but some people are resonating more, you know, with a higher message. I think that's what's going on, and the people in the middle are just becoming irrelevant. There's actually a study you talked about. You know, we were walking out from ACL, we were trying to find an Uber, asking people, you know, what they were doing, what they were looking for, what direction they were going in and why. One girl basically just said, I don't know where I'm going. She was literally following the herd. So again,
she didn't even know what she was doing.
Didn't even know. Didn't even have a clue. At least she talked to us without being completely terrified, I guess. She got past that stage. But there's this social conformity experiment, which I'm going to talk about with my next guest. And if you Google Solomon Ash conformity experiment, Wikipedia, it will come up. And basically this ties into what we were saying, because they had an experiment with 8 participants. There it is. And if you scroll down, there's an image on the right hand side with 3 lines there. Yeah, right there. So they got 8 participants. 7 of them were stooges, right? So there was only one real participant in the experiment. All they had to do was say out loud which length the line on the left matched on the line on the right. So you've got 3 vertical lines, A, B, C, if you just go back to that. So it's obviously C, right? So they got 7 participants in this experiment who are stooges. They all say an incorrect answer. So they say that the line on the left is equivalent, the same length as the line B, for example, which is obviously wrong. But they're stooges. They're knowledgeable about the agenda behind this experiment. Then the eighth participant, who is completely independent, doesn't know what's going on, in 40% of the cases will mimic the answer of the previous seven participants in that experiment, even though it's blatantly obvious that that is the incorrect answer, simply because they want to conform to peer pressure. 40%. And if the stooges said the right answer, the margin of error was only 1%. So again, proving that they will follow the herd, even if it's blatantly wrong, even if they're saying something completely ridiculous, they're more comfortable to follow the herd than to actually give the right answer and be correct, which kind of ties into what we were saying, right?
Yeah, and that's a small-scale example. Listen to this big-scale example from CBS today. Experts, selfie-obsessed millennials increasingly opt for plastic surgery. And this is from CBS. It says, the pressure is so much for some that plastic surgeons say selfies are actually boosting their business. This is a quote from a doctor. I see a lot more people coming into my office, and the answer to the question, what bothers you and why did you decide to come see me, surprisingly enough, is I saw a selfie of myself and I hated it. I have to fix it, said Dr. Nicholas Nikolov. Nikolov is currently consulting with 23-year-old model Candace Wursten, who said she hates the shadows under her eyes in her selfies. Psychologist Sandy Hotchkiss says the boost has too many young people getting addicted to selfies. Quote, our values lean towards the shallow end of value pool, where things like physical beauty and material success are more important than things like compassion, courage, and kindness, she said. It's 100% true.
Yeah.
And if there's more studies and more information on this, too, like compulsive texting takes toll on teenagers. What's happening is there is a wave of self-absorption that rids human compassion, rids human empathy, rids consciousness, rids passion, rids the ability to communicate and relate to other human beings. It's almost like a self-forming void of communication, and we're just locked in, and we're all victims of this. By the way, we're not above this. We text all the time, too. We're locked in our phone sometimes at dinner. We'll be looking at our phone. You know, we're not sitting here judging random people, saying we're the best smart people in the world. But these people are getting plastic surgery over their selfies. They're losing sleep. This is the New York Times. Teenagers use text messaging more than any other mode of communication, so it may be hard to tell. But youngsters who check their phones continually snap if you interrupt them and are so preoccupied with texting they skip sleep and don't get their work done may be compulsive texters, a new study says. For girls, compulsive texting is more than just a distraction. It is associated with lower academic performance. So they studied 400 8th graders and 11th graders, and they were finding that they were losing sleep because they had to keep texting. They couldn't even go to sleep. They were texting all day, ignoring everything, and losing sleep and feeling like crap the next day because they couldn't stop texting.
No, I mean, this is completely insane. I went on holiday to the Caribbean earlier this year, and now literally a form of babysitting is giving a child an iPad and just, like, pushing them to the back of the room. Even in, like, a restaurant where, you know, it's supposed to be family time. This is your vacation. This is your 2 weeks where you have time to spend together with no distractions, no work. And they just give the, you know, 6-7-year-old kid an iPad, ignore them for the whole night. Again, social media, the studies show, is making people unhappy. Selfies, I probably take like one selfie every 6 months, because obviously we need to carry our information via our personalities. But these people who, most of them don't even have many followers on Facebook or Twitter.
Well, they're posting to themselves is the weird thing, too. If you go to the social media sites like Instagram, they'll have like 3 followers. They're really posting to themselves. So it's all a self-fulfilling weird prophecy of self-delusion, because they act like they're posting to millions of people because that's what their favorite celebrities are doing. So they want to be their iconic favorite celebrities. But in fact, they're posting to no one. And if they don't look a little bit good, they judge themselves and they have this weird cycle of self-hatred. And it's all is coming out of this, and it's like phone fubbing. Have you heard about this?
No.
Fubbing? So it's called fubbing. It's when you're sitting with someone at a dinner table or you're in a relationship or whatever, and you're just on your phone all the time.
Yeah.
And it's ruining relationships to the point where Philly.com had to release an article, how to keep phone snubbing or fubbing from ruining your love life. And it's like a serious article, and it talks about all the ways we can stop. Like, we can start making the phone game where if someone starts fubbing at dinner, they have to pay for the bill. Like, people are being proactive because people's relationships, according to the study, are being destroyed from people sitting on their phones, not talking to each other.
Yeah.
And imagine growing up with this.
Yeah.
You just talked about, oh, here, kids, go play with your iPhone or whatever. Imagine growing up with an iPhone from age two, and that's all you're locked into, the Borg system. Your communication skills are going to be zero.
Yeah. And, you know, to clarify, there's nothing wrong with being on your phone when, like, for example, you're on public transport, when you're waiting for something else to happen. There's a time and place to be on your phone. But with that, for example, I mean, I've been out and seen couples who are obviously on dates with each other and, you know, sat opposite each other. I'm sat behind them so I can see what they're doing on their phone. And, like, the girl is literally on Tinder trying to find another date while she's on a date.
It's gone so insane. And, yeah, you know, we're not judging people for using their phone. I use my phone all the time. It's just I hate the fact that I use my phone all the time as well, and I know it is a bad thing to do, and I know it's bad to be locked into all these systems, not to mention the tracking everything you do. When you agree to install those apps, if you read the fine print on your phone, it says, yes, we track whatever. We track everything you do. All of this is just designed to be locked into the complete Borg system, period.
And at least, you know, put it in airplane mode before you go to bed, right? I mean, you know, my girlfriend has it on a bedside table, has it turned on, so every time it buzzes at like 3, 4 a.m., it wakes her up. And studies have shown that if you look at your phone right before sleeping, it fires up different areas of your brain that prevent you from being able to get to sleep.
Yeah, and it stops the production of melatonin, because if you think about it, we weren't meant to sit and watch artificial lights all night, like the computer screen, before we go to bed, and that stops the production of melatonin, because light interferes with the production of melatonin, so if you sleep with the light on too, but also an electronic device, you're not getting the melatonin you need, and you're not going to be able to sleep well. You're going to feel like crap the next morning, and then that is why we have the computer syndrome, which is where everyone's on the computer till 2 a.m. at night, and they go to bed, and they can't sleep properly, they can't get the rest they need, the REM sleep. And it's just, it is messing up the human body completely.
And it's making people depressed. I mean, all the studies show Facebook and Twitter, because Facebook, for example, is a highlight reel of somebody's life. Other people look at that and think, my God, they're having such an exciting life. They're out all the time. They're doing all these different activities. They're meeting all these different people. That's not on a day-to-day basis, right? Those are the highlights. So then they get jealous. They get insecure that they're, you know, not as much socially welcoming, socially accepted as the individuals who are posting all these photos on Facebook, and it makes them depressed. The studies have shown that. We waste an inordinate amount of time on social media. I'm guilty of that, basically just arguing with people.
But we're trying to get a message out. And, you know, I think it all also ties in with political correctness. We were talking about that the other day as well. All of this is essentially a template to change society for better or for worse, right? With Facebook, with Instagram, with even social communications on a text-based level. All of this is a template to reach other people. And whatever message you choose to get to others is your choice, obviously. But we can, of course, be propagandized into spreading different messages, whether it's political correctness or whatever. And all these social platforms, it seems, have different audience types. But we're talking about something like Tumblr versus like Facebook versus all these things. What has happened is political correctness has seeped in. And it has become a hot social topic to discuss, and it has become something, and I know you're going to talk about more about this in the next hour with Gadsat, but political correctness is the virus of social media that I believe is thriving. You know, we talked about this the other day as well.
Yeah, it's thriving through this outrage culture that has been cultivated by social media. It's an echo chamber whereby one opinion, one judgment of somebody's behavior or words can be amplified to such an extent that it goes completely out of proportion. And again, most of these people aren't going to do anything. They're not actually going to call anybody up. They're not going to go to a protest. They're not going to do anything physical. They're just going to tweet out a hashtag, which is very much what happened with the Black Lives Matter movement, which we're going to talk about. But it creates this echo chamber that seems so intimidating to somebody who's on the receiving end of it, which is why these people apologize over and over again for making politically incorrect statements, when the true course of action and the only successful course of action should be to stand by what you said and not be intimidated by these social media outrage mobs. But the power has devolved. It's gone from being in the hands of the state. Now it's in the hands of these outrage mobs exercising that power through the echo chamber of Twitter, and basically people need to stand up and realize that it doesn't have as much power as they think it does, right?
It's like the most radically insane groups tend to throw some of the most power for whatever reason. People need to understand that we want real talk. The public wants real talk. That's why Trump is surging in the polls. It doesn't even matter his policies to most people. They like the fact that he does some real talk, some real talk. If you look at the biggest YouTube personalities, you look at the biggest commentator personalities, including yourself, Paul, everyone wants real talk. And guess what? I love everybody. I really do. I'm going to say some politically incorrect things sometimes because it's important to reach people. We're all going to make mistakes sometimes. We're putting ourselves in the public platform, recording videos, trying our best to help people. We're going to make mistakes. We're going to make some bad decisions. We're going to do some stupid things, but at least it's real. At least it's 100% in the right, you know, message. We're passionate about it, and people want that. They don't want the fake cardboard cutout. They don't want that. There's no room for that. That's not real. That's not invigorating. That's not thriving the media system. That's not doing anything when we sit there and we have to script everything we say. This is completely teleprompter free, completely unscripted. I have three articles here, and we just went off of all of this for over 30 plus minutes, really, and went into these subjects that matter, and people like that, and people resonate with that, and they want inspiration. They don't want someone to sit up here and say, well, we don't want to say anything that we don't mean and it would offend someone. The age of political correctness is dying.
And political correctness is based on self-censorship. It's being completely frightened to death to even speak for fear of saying something that might offend somebody. That's why it's so pervasive. That's why it's so insidious. We'll be back to talk about it with your calls after the break. 1-800-259-9231. Alex Jones Show Live. Infowars.com. Stay tuned.
This hour of GCN brought to you by Lestig. Kick some ash with Lestig's high-quality e-cig kits and e-juices. Like us on Facebook for a 10% discount. Call 870-525-1440 or visit Lestig.com.
Communist China freely allows the sale of bulletproof armor plates, while our U.S. politicians argue from banning Americans from owning body armor.
Does that sound right to you?
Arm your American body at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor just won't quit.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lungs. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
A sudden change in the wind. The day grows dark as ominous clouds move in and lightning begins to carve arcs in the sky. And you realize you are not prepared.
I am telling you to take cover.
Tornadoes, hurricanes, and floods can turn your world upside down. And if you are choosing to rely on the government to save you,
and no one's coming to help them,
you could be dead wrong. The first step towards self-reliance in the face of disaster is a visit to PowerPrepper.com. PowerPrepper.com has partnered with Numana. You'll find the most advanced water filtration devices and the best tasting non-GMO gluten-free long-term storable food that you'll love to eat. Call 877-817-9829, 877-817-9829, and speak to one of our preparedness advisors today, or visit us online at PowerPrepper.com. That's PowerPrepper.com. Remember, PowerPrepper.com. Storable food you'll love to eat.
The human body is more than 60% water. Your brain and muscles are 75% water. And your blood is 92% water. Water is vital to your body, and alkalizing your water is the key to keep it running at its best. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops keep your entire body healthy, boosts energy, promotes weight loss, and even fights cancer. Call 800-518-7615 or go to AlkaVision.com to find out more. That's ALKAVision.com.
A revolution in body protection has arrived, only at FortressSurvivalLLC.com. Introducing the revolutionary patented Level 3 Bulletproof Vest. 100% Kevlar, 100% American made. Concealable, fully adjustable, and the lowest price on the market. Adult size normally $289.99, now just $250. Kid size normally $239.99, now just $200. Get affordable protection with a Level 3A Bulletproof Vest from FortressSurvivalLLC.com. For thou art my rock and my fortress. Psalm 31:3.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation. It's Alex Jones, only on the GCN Radio Network.
Live. It's the Alex Jones Show with me, your host, Paul Joseph Watson. Gadsad coming up at the bottom of the next hour. Going to go to your calls here in a moment, but I just wanted to mention InfoWarsStore.com. We've got 20% off B12. We've got discounts on other products. And again, this is what drives the whole operation. This is what has allowed us to build this studio. We're building another studio. We're hiring more people, trying to have a bigger reach, have a bigger impact. 20% off B12 at InfoWarsStore.com. A ton of other supplements, books, DVDs, you name it, T-shirts, Hillary for prison. And this is what drives the whole operation. We really need your support. Excellent products, third-party reviews there, you see. And basically, people love these products. They're really having a great impact on their day-to-day lives. They couldn't come more highly recommended. Going to go to your calls now. Kevin in Florida, you're on the air. Go ahead, Kevin.
Thank you so much, Paul. I appreciate you taking my call. My question actually kind of ties in to what you and you were talking about earlier with people and just being so ignorant and dumb. I work as a manager in a retail chain, so I deal with people from all over the world. And I totally agree, man. I feel like the population is so dumbed down. The majority of the people have no idea what's going on. They believe everything the mainstream media tells them, which is sad. There's no free thinkers anymore. Nobody wants to get outside the box and express themselves. And my question for you was, how is that going to change, or is it going to change, and what is it going to take to change that? Because I feel like it's going to take an outright revolution for people to get back what they rightfully deserve.
Well, I think we can't get too disheartened. We can't get too downhearted about it, because you do go out amongst the general population and you get this sense that everybody is dumbed down. But then you look on the internet, you know, you look at YouTube, and people are really becoming more aware of how they're being manipulated. Trust in government is at all-time lows. Trust in mainstream media is at all-time lows. So then that creates a vacuum for a new source of information to come in and have an impact, which, you know, is not necessarily always good. There's disinfo in the alternative media. But at least people have lost faith in the established traditions of government and media. At least there's some kind of vacuum that we can go in and fill. So that's the positive that I take from that, Anthony.
I would agree with that. And I would also say that more and more I do see millions of people saying, hey, something's wrong with this system, getting informed about it and rising up. I would also say that at some point in pretty much all of our lives, I'm not aware of anyone that was born with the understanding of what was going on. We were one of those quote-unquote dumbed down people.
Yeah, like when we were 18, I mean, I didn't know anything. You've got to give people the chance. You can't just write them off, right?
Exactly. I don't like the idea that these idiots out here, I hate them all. I mean, look, obviously there's some dumbed down people. Obviously there's some people that need help. It's up to us to actually help them, as opposed to criticize these people and say, and I'm not saying you're doing that, by the way, Kevin. I understand what you're saying. Trust me, I completely understand. But I'm saying it's our mission to try and help these people and awaken them up to the level that hopefully we are. And maybe, you know, there's more for us to learn as well. But at the same time, I see millions and millions, millions and millions of people waking up saying that something is wrong. And I see a solution on the horizon.
And I think part of it is, again, going back to what we said earlier, people don't talk to each other.
That's it too.
You just immediately assume that somebody's dumb and somebody's ignorant and doesn't know about any of these issues. But then when you actually converse with people, interact with them, as we did up on that mountain when this group of young people, probably about, you know, 16, 17, 18, approached us simply because they were resonating with what we were saying. And that's for the next generation. So you can't get too downhearted about it. You've got to realize that you have to interact with people to know where they're coming from. And there is hope. And that's why InfoWars has grown to be such a huge operation. So that's why we're going to continue reaching out to people, trying to expand into different areas. More of your calls coming up after the break. I'm Paul Joseph Watson. It's the Alex Jones Show Live. Breaking news on InfoWars.com. Stay tuned.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Most of the InfoWars